Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. From light bulbs to bowling balls, from unique crafts to the $2 million country ham auction at the State Fair, if it's got Kentucky flavor, you might just see it on Farm Bureau's Bluegrass and Backroads television series, beginning its 11th season this weekend.
Well, I think Bluegrass and Backroads is the bridge between urban and country life. We feature not only ag stories, but we also feature stories of festivals, factories, you name it, anything that's interesting, people, places, and events in this Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Bob Schrader, one half of the Bluegrass and Backroads production team, says the show airs nationally on the RFD satellite network, several commercial video markets here, and on KET across the state. Occasionally, he has to remind his guests about the reach of the show.
We had a story of a couple of ladies years ago that made salsa, and they wanted to put their phone number on it. So we said, okay. And then all of a sudden, they were getting calls at 11 and 12 o'clock at night from California, where people were ordering salsa. But people get a big response when they're on.
And he and production partner Matt Hilton enjoy the process, practicing their craft and discovering Kentucky.
Bluegrass and Backroads is a video producer's dream because we travel the Commonwealth and we get to meet so many different people.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
Matt Hilton is the other half of the Bluegrass and Backroads video production team, talking here about the enjoyment of his work in discovering Kentucky and its culture.
It really is a fun job. I love it because we get to meet so many interesting people. We get to see people sometimes work hard at a festival or create a beautiful piece of art. We get to see so many different types of things.
Sometimes their stories, like a feature on Kramer Schneider, deal with overcoming adversity.
Kramer was a blind young man. He lost both of his eyes to cancer as an infant and grew up his whole life blind, and actually shows cattle at beef expos and state fair and is a winner. And in that segment, I actually won an Emmy at the Ohio Valley Regional Emmy Awards a few years back. So we really try to find those kind of segments where it has kind of a human interest element, and it kind of shows a little bit of agriculture also.
Bluegrass and Backroads has won 3 Emmys and begins its 11th season this weekend. Complete schedule information is online at bluegrassandbackroads.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.